The polygamist Warren Jeffs is due back in a Utah courtroom today. He's got a hearing. The leader of the nation's largest polygamist group is charged with two counts of being an accomplice to rape. Mr. Jeffs' attorneys will argue that their client is so notorious and his polygamous religion so reviled that his trial should be moved to the opposite end of the state. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from St. George, Utah.
Rod Parker doesn't think polygamy prophet Warren Jeffs can get a fair trial in his home county on the Utah-Arizona border.
I think it is a poisoned atmosphere.
Parker bases that on his own experience. He represented Jeffs in civil cases and one of Jeff's followers against charges of polygamy and unlawful sex with a minor.
The case had a lot of publicity about child brides and claims of forced marriage and those sorts of things. People had really latched onto that. They had very deep opinions about that when we encountered them in the jury selection process.
The Warren Jeffs case has had similar widespread publicity, along with an endless stream of stories about the 6,000 or so members of the polygamous church Jeffs leads. He bears the burden of their reputation as well as his own. The Jeffs defense team says that's clear in a poll they commissioned. 200 people were interviewed in the group's home region of Washington County. 200 more were surveyed in Salt Lake County, the Utah metropolis a six-hour drive north. Now, neither the defense team nor their pollster nor the prosecution would speak for this story. So we turn to political pollster Anna Greenberg for analysis.
When I look at the numbers in this survey, I see that there's no doubt that people who live in Washington County have stronger feelings about the presumption of guilt. You have, you know, about half or a little over half who say that the defendant is definitely guilty. When you look at Salt Lake County, you see that that number is smaller.
But the poll also asked whether Jeffs was probably guilty. The share of those surveyed who said Jeffs was either probably or definitely guilty is almost identical in both Washington and Salt Lake counties. About 75% of the people surveyed in both counties lean toward guilt.
The other thing that's striking to me is even though Salt Lake County is 6 hours away, almost everybody will offer an opinion about the case. Part of the argument when you ask for a change of venue is that you are locating a trial someplace where people are relatively unfamiliar with the details of the case. And what you see here is that most people already have an opinion about this case.
That doesn't surprise Eric Luna, a law professor at the University of Utah.
This case has been widely publicized in the United States and, in fact, around the globe. So I don't see that a change of venue motion moving the case to from one county to the next is going to solve any concerns about impartiality and fairness.
Luna notes that all a trial needs is 12 jurors willing to be fair, not an entire county of them. Attorneys for polygamist Warren Jeffs hope a Utah judge will rule differently when they seek to move the Jeffs case in a pretrial hearing today. Howard Berkus, NPR News, St. George, Utah.